Bankless co-founder David Hoffman sells ETH, says money. Thesis played out. David Hoffman, co-founder of the Bankless Media Network, and one of the most visible promoters of the ETH is money framing, has confirmed that he is reducing his personal Ether position because the thesis he helped popularize has, in his view, largely played out. The disclosure was relayed by Woo Blockchain in a post on May 27, 2026, and arrives as ETH trades near 2077s, down 1.3% over 24 hours and 1.5% on the week, as of May 27, 2026. The market reaction so far has been muted. ETH did not break its weekly range on the news, and at the time of writing, it sits near the lower end of a multi-month consolidation rather than dropping sharply on the disclosure. For an asset whose macro story has been carried for years by a small group of narrative builders, the symbolic weight is heavier than the price move. The thesis that shaped a generation of ETH buyers, ETH is money, was less a forecast than a worldview. Hoffman and Bankless co-founder Ryan Sean Adams argued throughout the 2020 to 2022 cycle that Ether, as the productive collateral asset of a programmable settlement layer, would absorb monetary premium the same way gold and the dollar had absorbed it in earlier eras. Burned base fees after EIP 1559, a shrinking issuance schedule after the merge, and rising staking ratios were treated as evidence that the supply curve was bending toward something monetary rather than something purely utility-driven. That framing recruited an unusually loyal cohort of holders. It also made Hoffman one of the public faces of the Ether bull case, which is what makes his step-back load-bearing now. The thesis can survive a single price drawdown. It is harder to survive its own author saying the work is done. Hoffman's own framing. Hoffman did not frame the sale as a bearish call on Ethereum, the network, according to the Woo Blockchain summary, but as a personal acknowledgement that the monetary thesis has run its course in his own portfolio. That is a narrower claim than ETH is overvalued. It is closer to the trade I described is the trade I no longer need to hold. Three pressures sit underneath that judgment, even if Hoffman did not enumerate them. ETHA has spent most of 2026 underperforming Bitcoin, and the gap between Ethereum's price and the network's on-chain revenue has widened as activity has migrated to lower-fee Layer 2 chains. Solana and a handful of newer L1s have absorbed share of speculative volume that previously concentrated on Ethereum mainnet. Staking yield, denominated in ETH, has compressed as participation has climbed. None of those data points kills the productive collateral case on its own. Together, they make the monetary framing harder to defend as a trade with a clean payoff window. Bankless, and the limits of narrative. The Bankless network built much of its audience on the conviction that Ether was a generational long. That conviction was a feature, not a bug, while the price tape was rising. In a sideways or contracting environment, a public revision from one of its co-founders forces a harder conversation about how much of the recent ETHA bid was driven by the asset itself and how much was driven by the people telling its story. Other ETHA bulls have not echoed Hoffman's move, at least not publicly. Vitalik Buterin, in a separate disclosure earlier this month, said roughly 90% of his personal net worth remains in ETHA, a counterpoint that traders are already weighing against Hoffman's rotation. For Ether holders, the practical question is whether the next leg of the asset's story rests on a different thesis entirely. Real-world asset tokenization on Ethereum, the rise of restaking, and the absorption of stablecoin settlement volume all give the network distinct stories that do not require Ether itself to be money. Those stories may carry the asset from here. They are simply not the story Hoffman is selling on.